Brad Swanson with the State Farm Center with me this morning. Brad, good to see you again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it has, but that's all right. We've gotten through the holidays and everything, and shows coming and going. But a big one that was just announced, tickets just went on sale yesterday morning, The Illusionist coming to the State Farm Center.
Yep, so we have The Illusionist live from Broadway. Is the full name of the show, if you will. It's a really exciting show for us. You know, our goal is really to bring in a wide variety of shows that appeal to many different people. So we haven't had a magic show in a while. You know, back in the day we had David Copperfield a couple times, and you know, we've hit on this genre before, but this will be a really strong family-friendly, family-oriented show for us that hopefully reaches out to some new people that may not have been to State Farm Center since we reopened. So yeah, we're really excited about this one.
And this particular show, one of the comments I saw about it, you know, it's kind of magic's Cirque du Soleil. So this isn't kind of your, not like a David Copperfield, one guy standing up, making the quarter disappear. I mean, this is...
Yeah, this is... This is a variety show, if you will. There are five different performers that are on and off the stage at various times throughout the show. They each have their own specialty. You have one person who specializes in illusion. You have another person who's a daredevil and does all sorts of crazy, it's not magic. Mm-hmm. They set themselves on fire while they're in a straitjacket type of thing and have to get out. Mm-hmm. You have somebody who's like a mind reader and somebody who does card tricks. And so there's a lot of variety you'll see here. It's really impressive, you know, for all the different magic shows you can name, the big names over the years. This show has been on Broadway and has broken all the Broadway sales records for magic shows. Mm-hmm. Really kind of a new cutting edge style show, and they're going out on tour, and we were lucky enough to land them here in Champaign. So I guess we haven't talked about date yet.
It's
May 15th, Tuesday, May 15th. So a couple months away here, but wanted to get it out there and make people aware of it as soon as possible. And you're very much on on it with
the very beginning,
with it being different.
Tickets just went on sale yesterday at the State Farm Center. You can go to statefarmcenter.com, obviously, and get tickets. And we were talking about, you know, just different kinds of shows. This is one of those, I mean, you've got, we'll touch on some of the Broadway musicals that you have coming up for the spring.
Sure.
And you know, concerts and everything like that. This one, as we mentioned, is a family-friendly thing. That's really something that you guys really try to just bring in a lot of different things. Maybe people aren't basketball fans. They don't go to the State Farm Center for the games. But, you know, to bring them in to go see, you know, this is a pretty nice-looking facility.
Yes, and... I think we've talked about it too, about the fact that we have different configurations to the building. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize that. They may know our building from basketball or from some of the major concerts we bring in where it's a full arena show. This show will be in our State Farm Center theater, so people will start seeing that branding a little bit more. We're trying to differentiate our theater programming, which is a scaled down version of the arena, versus our full arena programming, whether it be basketball or concerts. So this really will be an intimate show in a scaled down section of the arena. Like you said, hopefully it brings some people out that maybe haven't experienced the arena since, you know, long before the renovation. And,
sure.
And we'll be surprised to see how much it's changed here in the last couple of years.
When you do the theater setup, is that, and I'm guessing, is that where you are sitting... You would be facing the tunnel, I guess. Is that correct?
So, it's actually the seats for the theater are located on the west side of the arena.
Okay.
So it's as if, using basketball as a reference point,
sure.
The seats that are across from the team benches are the ones that are used for our theater configuration.
Gotcha. Okay.
Basically, if you ever come to a basketball game or one of the big concerts where we use the full hall, if you look up at the ceiling, you can see two sections of curtains that are pulled all the way up to the ceiling. And those are what we use to section things off. So we can drop those down all the way to the floor. And it makes it feel like an auditorium theater setting. You wouldn't know that the other two-thirds of the arena are even there. So that's what we use for this. And a lot of other shows, we have concerts. When Trevor Noah was here, the comedian, was here in the fall. We use this configuration. All the Broadway shows use this. The Script, which was a independent rock type show, that was here in the fall too. They use this configuration. So it allows us to scale the building a little bit for a show that doesn't need 10 or 12,000 seats.
Right.
You know, not everybody is the Foo Fighters or Garth or sure. Green Day or Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really makes our building unique is the ability to scale. Mm-hmm. A lot of major arenas our size don't have that ability.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to go big or they don't have anything.
Sure,
So we're very fortunate to have that flexibility in our market to be able to mix things up a bit.
Brad Swanson with the State Farm Center with us this morning. Again, The Illusionist, live from Broadway. Tickets just went on sale. That show is May 15th. Other shows going on. We've still got Broadway series shows coming.
We do. So April 19th, we have The Wizard of Oz. That one has actually sold really well. Mm-hmm. I think families here in the area are excited about that one. We've seen really good response to that so far. And then April 28th, just a little over a week later, we have Cabaret, which is a very traditional Broadway title. So we're excited. Those are the final two shows in our annual Broadway series. The first two in the fall, we had Rent and Dirty Dancing, if people recall. So we're halfway through right now. And then this Illusionist show is kind of an extension of the series, an add-on, if you will, because it is a Broadway show, but it wasn't part of that initial series. But yeah, tickets for both of these spring shows, The Wizard of Oz and Cabaret, are also on sale now. If people just go to our website at statefarmcenter.com, they can see information about the shows, click right over to the ticket site if they're interested.
You don't have to name anything specific, because I'm sure you've got, you know, calls out and working on dates and booking and all that.
Yep.
But, you know, for next year's Broadway series, are you already kind of looking and seeing what's around, who's going to be on tour?
Sure, yeah. Our general manager, Kevin, always has kind of his thumb on the pulse of what is touring, what the routing looks like, what the financials look like. It's funny, we get feedback from people, not only on Broadway type shows, but on concerts as well, where they'll message us either through our website or through Facebook and say, you know, bring so-and-so.
Sure.
An example of that is Elton John just announced the start of his big kind of farewell tour.
Yeah.
And we had a message from a fan that said, oh, you guys have to bring him. And it's, yes, everybody would love to have Elton John. Mm-hmm. He's been here before. We won't say never. You never know what will happen. But there's so many different things involved in booking of any show, whether it's a concert or a Broadway show, from the building's availability to the routing of the tour to the financials of it all. And all of that stuff has to fall in place for a show to actually land here.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we know who we are. We're not the United Center. We're not one of the major venues in Indianapolis or St. Louis. We are a secondary tier, not venue, because the venue is every bit as nice as a lot of those, but market-wise, market size, that type of thing. In a lot of ways, we have to overcome some of those things to get people here.
Sure.
The flexibility we just talked about allows us to do that, too. So back to your initial question, the Broadway, we're certainly already working on next year's series, and I'm sure Kevin has been in contact with booking agents and management for various shows and is trying to figure out what fits around the basketball schedule and already looking ahead to that. So as he is with concerts for the spring, summer, and fall. So always looking ahead, and it's usually a good 6 to 9 month process, you know, where we're getting started on things that far in advance to try to get things going. Like this Illusionist show, we've been working with them for probably 3 or 4 months at least, and we're just now at the point of announcing it, and it's still 4 months away.
Right.
So that gives you an idea of the lead time that's required that goes into the booking process. So.
Brad Swanson with the State Farm Center. People want to find out you know, more, other shows going on. The ones we've mentioned today, the website, really the best place to find out all that information that's needed.
statefarmcenter.com. And I think I've failed to mention this so far, but one thing we're really pushing with this Illusionist show is we do have an exclusive family pack offer that we're offering right off the bat. If you buy 4 or more tickets from now until those sell out, you get 25% off. And those are in select locations, but they're while those supplies last, that offer will be available to folks. So again, if somebody's interested in the show, yes, it's still a few months away, but I would recommend at least checking out the website, getting your information, seeing if the date will work in your calendar. And if it does, I would gobble up a four pack, or you know, if you need six tickets or whatever, the discount will be prorated. Grab those now while you can. I'm not aware of any other discounting we'll do for this show. It's kind of an early discount.
Sure.
So an opportunity to jump on that now, early, and then know you've got your tickets taken care of and you don't have to worry about it. So
StateFarmCenter.com. Brad Swanson, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.